know my friend tear me down on Bill Street City.
Just that grime, the trenches, just, you know what I'm saying, just all that. I mean, you don't get the vibe of it.
Feels good to get this shit out the mud, nigga. Made it from hard times and still love for the slums, nigga. We rob niggas just because, nigga. And I serve you anything but none less than a dub, nigga. And how I feel to be a dub, nigga. I'm tryna be a better man but none less than a thug, nigga. I kill shit, just check my background. This murder gang shit my campground. Check my resume, ass brown. Yeah. We just simply never back down. Nah, I caught a charge, now I'm back out. I bet this carbon blow it back out. Getting money, that's money. A fact now. Bitches, money. They don't know how to act now.
Don't call my polite, but the floor not nice. No. Watch for your wife, I might take her out your life. You know, she wet my white tee, now it's like a wet wipe. Where they respect my tribe, I'm a dog like Mike. Hit her at me like a check, but my name not Nike. Bitch, my number not a lottery. I'm like, don't even talk to me. Stop. Honestly, wouldn't fly a Melbourne to the city. No, all of these bars, bot chains, prison industry. I'm loose. America, did my people file and get me shopper free while I watch Washington's wooden teeth and her booty cheeks. Kings of last century was living like peasantry. I don't even like sleep, time is the only luxury.
Sending a fuck you to your owl, I'ma ship it laminated. Got this shit straight off the lot, we ain't renting no Avis. Got the neighbors going crazy, it's me by reinflexing. I can see through your bullshit like your face was made of plexi. I can fuck around and get this sounding like I want it made. Only crap baby is the one inside the buggy man. You, I'm the boogeyman, you never sleep again. Nightmares is right there the moment Freddie tuck in. Stand my money higher than the former top of title win. Lonely like the point guard at the key, got to isolate. Light it up, light it up. We bring the light show. Who the hell invited all they friends? Yeah, fucking yeah. Final.
Them boy calling.
Fortune teller or an ATM. It's got intentions of its own, I can't even pretend. Every moment is a fight nobody can defend. The circumstances should have never been into again. I watch the clock smelled as the devil dances. The chances I slim to none that you could understand this. Lost language when you're canting. Pain camping amongst the stillborn raindrops is where I'm standing. I wake up breaking up a knife just a function. Rather be in neutral than continue to get sunken. All my niggas made it out the motherfucking dungeon. Take it's been on me, but I got to keep running. What you finna lean on when that system is crumbling? Everybody reaching, but they really end up fumbling when they touch down. Y'all don't appreciate it, value like a bust down. My shit authentic, they can never get enough now.
That boy coming for you.
Upon me when I close mine. Drug-induced comatose is leaking through me blind. The body is the temple. I invite spirits. We crack riddles and giggle behind closed blinds. Born to bleed, the brave and free. Got needs they gots to feed. I breathe to see defeat. Fuck police and authority. Never means nothing, mind fucking myself to sleep. Had to take it to the streets. Capitalistic replay all society like COVID-19. No 30 hands that feed, don't buy it. Government officials don't give a fuck about the children. What do you believe? Nothing's ever what it seems till you can't deny it. Flashpoints and flashbangs dictate the bias. History stuck on repeat in the loop of sirens. Terrorizing, always lying. God damn tyrants, don't play with knives.
Yeah, nigga, we back up in this. That was Windows by Brockhampton. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Pisces season. If you are you're listening to WMFO Medford. If you are listening, but I'm pretty sure no one's listening, which is really awesome because I didn't prepare anything for the show at all, genuinely. I made a playlist and then I realized it was all music that I played before on radio, which I can do. I can play the same song over and over again, but I did not feel like doing that tonight. So I decided that I was going to explore what it means to be freeform in the way that I will play. I think that tonight is probably best described as an exploration of not only my music, but music in general, songs that I've come across that I kind of wish I never had, or songs that I come across that I really secretly love, but just would never dare to disgrace my radio show with it, until now. If you've ever listened to me sub for someone else, or basically do my show at a different time, that's whenever I take my artistic liberties to play random stuff. But I decided, it's the second to last show of the semester, I think, which is really sad, brings tears to my eyes, except for I will be back here in just a few weeks, so all good there. Anyway, I just thought it'd be important to get it all out of my system on my show right now. I thought that I was gonna have COVID. I don't have COVID, which is exciting, but also really, really confusing. Because I was really, really, I'm shocked, genuinely. But I feel fine. It's fun vibing out here. And I made a sorry, I'm talking forever because I don't really want to play the music I have selected. I made a playlist earlier and then I was walking around and I was like, wow, this is so emo and stupid. I shouldn't play that. So that's what we're going to do tonight is I have a lot of energy right now. We're going to play some really, really awesome music. I think personally it is all really awesome music. If you don't, you can call me and tell me. No promises I'll pick up. No promises I will even reply to you whenever you tell me what you think. Might just hang up on you. Might not. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I will do that. But the number is 855-915-9636. If you want to call and say hello. If you don't, please just know that it's okay. You don't need to call me. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy tonight's show, as in, I hope that you are able to take a joke sometimes. If it's too much for you and you're I can't listen to it, maybe think about that. Think about how you are unable to have an hour of fun. Yeah, basically that's it. You can't have an hour of fun by listening to the show. maybe you need to reconsider some things. If you're really going through it right now, I hope maybe this will be, like, slightly enjoyable. Probably would just make you feel worse. Up next. Anyway, up next is Somebody to Love by Justin Bieber. Yeah, that was Somebody to Love by JB, aka Justin Bieber. Huge Justin Bieber stan. I was a Belieber back in the day, but it was only for like a week because I wasn't like very interested in him at all. I just saw the movie and I don't remember why. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen his movie, the one that's like purple and they like gave out 3D glasses. I don't, why was like it's like a movie about Justin Bieber, but like why was that in 3D? Like genuinely, why was that, like what part of that needed to be in 3D? But they also had purple 3D glasses at the movie theater and I remember thinking that was like the coolest thing ever. And then I left the movie theater thinking like, oh man, his life is so hard. Yeah. And then I was like, didn't care about him the next week. But this song still sticks with me because it's actually very good. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. If you guys don't think the song is good, then I think the issue is you and not in me or in the song. Yeah, that's about it about the song. I'm really not in the mood to play music, and since there's not many listeners, but if you're listening, hi, I love you. I don't know, I just like want to chit chat. But I was on my phone during that song, and I looked at my story, and because I reposted something about the Pope like selling, like making the like art in the Vatican like NFTs. I don't know like how legit that is, but I also know that the Pope, like his Pope mobile is literally like a Benz, so like I'm really questioning like the church in general. I saw the Pope speak whenever I visited Rome like 2 summers ago, and I thought it was like the coolest thing because I was like, oh my god, that's actually the Pope, but he's so far away and like speaking in Latin, so I didn't really understand what was going on. And then I tried to go inside the church and they were like, no, you whore, your skirt is too short. So then I didn't get to see any of Michelangelo's beautiful art, because the church was like, you look like a slut and you can't come in. So that was really cool. Still think about that a lot, and that's why I'm a Protestant. So I hate the Catholic Church. No hate to the Catholics themselves, or like most of them, but like I hate the Pope. I used to be a huge fan of his, and like for literally no reason, because I don't know anything about him, or like I do, but I don't actually like care about him. I just think it's kind of funny that he's like famous and like lives in this like Pope city country thing. Anyway, I'll play music, I guess. Up next is a song by Miss Music Stealing Queenie, Olivia Rodrigo. I love her. It's not her fault that the producers stole all of her music from other artists, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. And I do have to say, I think she has impeccable style and is dressed very, very well. However, whoever dressed her for the Met Gala did very, very wrong to her, because it was giving Kids' Choice Awards, unfortunately. But, you know, who gets their first Met Gala right? Am I right, guys? Like, haha. Anyway, Jealousy, Jealousy by Olivia Rodrigo.
Phone across the room, cause all I see are girls too good to be true, with paper white teeth and perfect bodies. Wish I didn't care, I know their beauty's not my lack, but it feels like that weight is on my back and I can't let it go. Come comparison.
relatable. That was Jealousy, Jealousy by Olivia Rodrigo. I did lose a listener. Not shocked. Anyway, let's see what I'm feeling up next. I kind of think that maybe now's the best time for the song. Last time I had a show, which was like 2 days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. No, it was 2 days ago. I was subbing for someone, and I was very, very adamant about defending Weezer. But I also said there's stuff like 90s, like late 90s, like that's the stuff I'm defending. However, their new stuff is absolutely atrocious, and I don't think I can bear to listen to their rendition of Africa ever again in my entire life, because it genuinely, that was probably one of the darkest times that we've ever been through as a country slash society slash music listeners. That was truly horrible. I don't know why we like gassed them up for that cover so much, because the song itself is good, but they just reminded everyone that the song was good instead of listening to the actual, like, I'm gonna play Africa later, but like it's a good, like, Africa is objectively a good song. It's just like Weezer did it, and then everyone like heard the noise and they were like, oh yeah, good song. But like, Weezer is bad. Like, that song is very bad. But do not get me wrong, Weezer is also very, very good, but only like two albums made in the 90s, if that makes sense. This is probably one of the worst things that they've ever done, for a lot of reasons. I feel like maybe it doesn't need that much explaining, because of the song itself. It is a cover of No Scrubs, which is by TLC. Like, don't go chasing waterfalls, TLC, you know? Or maybe No Scrubs, TLC. Which is, like, very good song, objectively. This is atrocious, but it's kind of funny. So hopefully you, like, get a laugh out of it, I guess. And just, like, appreciate the fact that Weezer is singing No Scrubs. Yeah, so that's what is up next.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number, no. Passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Scrub checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me, cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. So no, I don't want your number, no. Can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
If you don't have a car and you're walking,
oh yes son, I'm talking to you.
If you live at home with your mama,
oh yes son, I'm talking to you.
If you have a shorty but you don't show love,
talking to you.
Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no more.
Scrub, scrub, scrub.
friends right, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub, a scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub, a scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Yeah. No scrubs by Weezer. Woof. Anyway, to cleanse your ears, as I promised, now is Africa by Toto. Yeah, that was Africa by Toto. That was like my number one listened to song of 20 whatever. Something, I don't know. I really love that song, so good. Anyway, it's the half hour, so I thought I would do a little PSA. This one is very important and is a new PSA, so everyone get excited. Numbers to think about: Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. What? A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's really crazy. Hope that's all accurate. Anyway, I'm sure it is. Yeah, Bitcoin sucks. You guys gotta turn off those computers. Like, it's not that serious. Touch grass. Please. I invested in, like, Robinhood, and then it stressed me out because I kept forgetting about them, and they just, like, weren't doing well anyway, so I, like, waited until they were about even and sold all my stocks, because it's all fake, and, I am not meant to sell stocks or trade stocks. I don't know. Anyway, another song. I'm sorry. A lot of people don't understand the genius of this song. However, if you really listen to the song, you'll be like, oh my God, this is so intelligent and genius. And you will be like, why did I ever hate on this song? Because I have been hated on for this song. I just think it's wrong because it's a good song. And anyway, I'm not even gonna introduce it. Here's the song.
Gary, now I know I was wrong. I messed up and now you're gone. Gary, I'm sorry I neglected you. Oh, I never expected you to run away and leave me feeling this empty. Your meow right now would sound like music to me. Please come home, 'cause I miss you, Gary.
Gary, come home.
You see, I was blind. I'll do anything to change your mind. More than a pet, you're my best friend. Too cool to forget. Come back, 'cause we are family. And forgive me for making you wanna roam. And now my heart is beating like the saddest metronome. I hope you're reading my latest three-word poem. Gary, come home.
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 Yeah, that was Gary's song by SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm sorry, that song is, it kills. It's literally so good. Like, you can't tell me that that song is not good. Like, his latest three-word poem, like, Gary Come Home, like, he writes poems. He writes three-word poems, but, like, this is his latest one. He just wants his pet snail back so badly. And, like, this, I mean, like, it's from SpongeBob's Greatest Hits. Like, that's the album. And I would say he has a lot of greatest hits. Like, Goofy Goober Rock kills. I'm not gonna play any more SpongeBob tonight. I do have one more song that's a little bit goofy, but you're just gonna have to wait and see, because I will play a normal song next, ish. But yeah, that song is so good. If, like, you just gotta, like, listen to it a couple times, then you're like, wait a minute, this is, like, it's going, it's good. Anyway, up next is my queen, Avril Lavigne. Oh my god, rhymes. Love her so much. I used to listen to this song a lot when I was a child, which is, like, funny, because, like, why was I so angsty as, like, a little kid? Anyway, yeah, up next is Complicated.
It's all been done before, and if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else, round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
Like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it.
whoa, that song's so good. That was Complicated by Avril Lavigne. I was really thinking about following up that song with Castaways, like the Castaways, but I'm not going to do that. That was really good of me. Wow. Sorry. I'm not going to do that, though. What I am going to do is probably not that much better. Actually, you know what? This next song is not a joke. It may seem like a joke, but it's not a joke. This song's so good. I personally like it more than the actual real version of the song. Up next is Black Sheep by Brie Larson. Yeah, Black Sheep by Brie Larson from Scott Pilgrim. Such a good movie. Anyway, moving on, just feel like it's time for the song that everyone's been waiting for, obviously. Quite a great song, throws me back to last year whenever I would listen to it nonstop, because it's one of those songs that, you know, it's just like, it sits with you, and then it gets into your head, and then you listen to it, and then the more you think about it, the more you listen to it, and it's like a vicious cycle. But you know, that's like how, you know, that's how it goes. It's life. next is Castaways by The Backyardigans.
Castaways, we are castaways. Ahoy there, ahoy, we are castaways. We're stuck where we are, with no house, no car. Castaways, ahoy, we are castaways.
We were out at sea on a sailing ship. The rain began to rain and the wind began to whip.
We felt the ship tip, it was going down. So we launched our lifeboat so we wouldn't drown.
Kills, that song kills. More Brockhampton, yay! R.I.P. I'm not R.I.P., but like, you know, like, sad, they're broken up now. But also, like, I feel like I don't really care at all. I still follow them on my Finsta, and they keep posting, like, end of an era, like, we're done. And it's really dramatic, and I understand, like, it's drama, but like, I feel like they're like more like a friend group than anything else. Like, they're gonna still be friends. I don't know. Also, I just like don't really care that much about them anymore. But the song's good. Up next is Boy Bye by Brockhampton.
The bar in me body.
Everybody ask me how damn out of pressure, man. Look, man, I got the answer question. If I did, you'd probably never hear from me again. That's a promise, not a threat, and ain't no half-stepping. Can't let it compromise the pace I'm setting. Grandma told me don't forget to count my blessings. Bringing up pretending goes to ease my stress. And was the one that she needed, but she weren't expecting. Can't even fresh it, what you been suggesting? Watching no constitution, we don't need a minute. I could try to cock it when I'm raising my defenses. Man, I feel like I'm competing with a name, just off the center. Never second guess it, do a lot of rest. Like I play pop bitch, trying to find a new direction. That's mine for the shovel, what you niggas selling? My team be rebelling from whenever you.
Shit bump like a belly when it's pretty. Bonafide big bird looking like a yeti. Swift feet cheetah, that's a real big kitty. Major eye judges, that's real ass feeling. I don't like slime, won't forget him, and I did it. Always all the shit like constipated ribbon. Y'all like shit, talk dumb, fun, all fun. But I make a bitch crack a giggle with the next one. Goofy ass boy, look like Emma for a cousin. Heavy ass feet, bad Pluto, hurt you coming. Acting like Regina, you a little bit dramatic. I've been in the cockpit, I've been in the cabin. Take the ego out, just ride around the planet. Damn like Kurt, man, I don't take damage. Oh, so hot, so skin branded. I just had fun, constantly goddamn.
Trauma got me fucked up, my mama got me fucked up. My little nigga locked up, it's like a kumatata. Never like sci-fi, empathetic Wi-Fi. Keep it in the back room, I didn't want my dry eye. Put it in the vacuum, I got love for my label. 15 million on the table, none of my niggas are stable. Need a personal connection, I just want to feel you, baby. Being sober made me realize how poorly I've been behaving.
My bitch is so pretty, I get cash like really. Tell the DJ, man, he ain't slick, cause he ain't playing his, he's silly.
My bitch is so pretty, I get cash like really.
I'm beautiful like a passport.
Yeah. Boy, Bye by Brockhampton. Pretty sure this song's gonna be the last one of the night, and then I'll say goodnight to you guys, and then that'll be it. But up last is Cheers, in parentheses, Drink to That by Rihanna.
One, taking shots in here. You want one? Yeah, that was Cheers, in parentheses, Drink to That by Rihanna. I really hope that if you've listened at all for even a second, or somehow still listening, that you enjoyed tonight's show, because I had so much fun. I'm sure no one else did, if there is anyone else. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Definitely very freeform tonight. But that's the best way to do radio, I think, personally. Yeah, I don't have many things to say, other than, good luck with finals and stuff, I guess. And I hope everyone has, the sweetest dreams ever. And yeah, good night.
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.